Second and goal. To Burkhead. Burkhead to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
That was the call on CBS TV last night as the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs and won the AFC Championship in overtime. The final was 37-31 Pats. And now the Patriots, who at some points this season seem to be having a down year, are headed to the Super Bowl for the third straight year and the ninth time in 17 years. Here's the Pats' Rob Gronkowski.
The way we put in the work, the way we drive, the way everyone stays together, what we go through, it just shows what kind of fight we have, and it showed in this game that we keep on battling no matter what the situations are, no matter what you're dealing with.
In Kansas City, for every play of this back-and-forth contest last night was ESPN.com's Mike Reese, who joins us now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
Both teams played outstanding games last night. What did it come down to?
Well, it basically came down to one or two plays, and the Patriots made them in overtime. This was, Bob, one of the classic Patriots games, and that's saying something because there have been so many great games in the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era for the Patriots, but this was one that they were saying in the locker room afterwards that they would remember forever, one of the sweetest wins for them to win it in overtime.
You know, after the game, I saw briefly a Tom Brady interview on the field, and he just said that this team is simply tough.
It's physically tough and it's mentally tough. And one thing Bill Belichick says is that his best teams, that's a characteristic that they have. They have that toughness, both physically and mentally, but they also rise up and play their best in pressure situations.
Last night, the Pats simply dominated the first half, but the Chiefs did roar back in the second half. What happened?
Well, so the Patriots played probably the best first half they've had all season. They played keep away from the Chiefs by long drives, running the football, and just one miscue, a Tom Brady interception at the one-yard line, kept it close. And then in the second half, you know, the Chiefs are an explosive offensive team. They hadn't been held scoreless in a half since 2016, so it was only a matter of time that they were going to start moving the ball. And really, it was just a tale of two halves in that case, and the Patriots were able to at least stem the tide a little bit and really find their groove with their own offense to just sort of shift into a higher gear and just pull away just enough in the end.
So the game goes to overtime last night. The Pats win the coin toss, get the ball first, a touchdown wins it, and as Tom Brady takes the field, you can see through the benefit of TV, you can see there's so much confidence in his eyes, and while there may have been a lot of anxieties in lounge chairs and in bars for Pats fans around New England, there was zero anxiety on his face.
Well, none ever for Tom Brady. This was the 57th time that he's led the Patriots to a game-winning drive when they faced either a deficit or a tie score in the fourth quarter, which is just an astounding number, Bob. And, you know, Devin McCourty, a Patriots safety and captain, was out for that coin toss, and he made the point that when the Patriots won it, he just sort of trotted off to the sideline and he said, "I've seen the way this goes before," and he said, "I'm just going to get comfortable," because he said he knew what was going to happen. But I will say this, Bob, it wasn't easy. They had two third and tens, a third and 15, I believe. So those are tough plays to convert, and Tom Brady did it three times on third and long.
All right, we're going to talk more about this with you in a couple of weeks, but let's just be brief on this now this morning. In 2 weeks, the Pats face the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. How do they stack up against each other?
Well, they stack up well. I think the Patriots have a decided advantage at quarterback. Obviously, they always will with Tom Brady, but the Rams have a young quarterback in Jared Goff, and he's playing better, but there's still a sizable gap there, and I think that's a good place to start when we break down the matchup.
All right, and again, we'll talk more about this before the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis, mostly on Monday mornings here on WBUR. Mike Reese, thanks a lot, and again, we'll talk to you before the Super Bowl.
Sounds great, Bob. Thanks for having me.